Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of the way of the cross.
Have you ever seen a colorful stained glass picture in a church? Churches often use beautiful art to tell stories from the Bible. Today, imagine a series of pictures in your mind as we learn about the Good Friday story and how Jesus suffered on his way to the cross. You can find these stories in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Our first picture is of Jesus praying on a quiet evening in the Garden of Gethsemane. He went there with his disciples.
Sit here while I go over there and pray.
He took along Peter and the two brothers, James and John.
I am so sad that I feel as if I'm dying. Stay here and keep awake with me. My Father, if it is possible, don't make me suffer by drinking from this cup, but do what you want and not what I want.
He came back and found his disciples sleeping.
What? Oh no, I must have fallen asleep.
Can't any of you stay awake with me for just 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you won't be tested. You want to do what is right, but you are weak. My Father, if there's no other way and I must suffer, I will still do what you want.
Jesus came back and found them sleeping again. They simply could not keep their eyes open. He left them and prayed the same prayer once more.
My Father, if it is possible, don't make me suffer by drinking from this cup, but do what you want and not what I want.
After a long time, Jesus returned to his disciples.
Are you still sleeping and resting? The time has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to sinners.
What?
Get up.
Oh, no.
Let's go. The one who will betray me is already here.
Jesus knew that dying was part of God's big plan, and he also knew he would come back to life. But even then, he asked God if there was another way. He felt sad, and maybe even a little scared. But more than anything, he trusted God. The second picture to imagine shows Jesus being betrayed by Judas and then arrested. Think about a dark, quiet garden, suddenly lit up by flaming torches, with soldiers marching in and a crowd of angry people.
Remember, everyone, arrest the man I greet with a kiss.
Hello, teacher.
My friend, do what you came for.
He's the one!
Take him!
Stay back! No!
You can't do this!
No, you can't take him!
Lord, should we strike with our swords?
Take him now!
Grab the others!
No more of this! Put your sword away.
And Jesus touched the man's ear and healed him.
My ear? Am I healed?
Anyone who lives by fighting will die by fighting. Don't you know that I could ask my Father and he would at once send me more than 12 armies of angels? But then, how could the words of the scriptures come true, which say this must happen?
Arrest him. Bind his arms. Take him to the high priest's palace.
Why do you come with swords and clubs to arrest me like a criminal? Day after day I sat and taught in the temple, and you didn't arrest me. But all this happened so that what the prophets wrote would come true.
All Jesus' disciples left him and ran away. But Peter followed at a distance to see what would happen. The third picture shows Jesus standing in front of the city leaders. The chief priests and other leaders were very angry because Jesus said he was God's son. They didn't believe him and wanted to punish him. They even looked for people to say things about Jesus that weren't true. They did not use their false stories, but two men reported what they had heard Jesus speak.
This man claimed he could tear down God's temple.
He said he would build it up again in 3 days.
Why don't you say something in your defense? Don't you hear the charges they are making against you? With the living God looking on, you must tell the truth. Are you the Messiah, the Son of God?
You say I am.
Why do we need more witnesses? He said it himself.
We don't need more witnesses.
The fourth picture shows Jesus' disciple Peter sitting in a courtyard at night. It's a busy place with soldiers and servants going about their tasks. Peter stays in the shadows so no one notices him. It happened just as Jesus told Peter it would.
I tell you the truth, Peter. This very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny three times that you even know me.
No. Even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you.
I know you.
What?
You were with Jesus from Galilee.
No. That isn't so. I don't know what you're talking about.
See him? This man was with Jesus from Nazareth.
I don't even know that man.
A little while later, some people standing there walked over to Peter.
We know that you are one of them.
We can tell because you talk like someone from Galilee.
I do not know the man. How many times must I tell you? Leave me be. That Jesus is no one to me. Oh, Lord. You were right. Three times I denied you. I am so unworthy.
The fifth picture shows Jesus standing in front of Pilate, the Roman governor. Imagine Pilate wearing a military officer's uniform. The city leaders are there too, along with a crowd of people watching. It's early in the morning, and Jesus might be bound by ropes or chains.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Those are your words.
I don't find him guilty of anything.
He has been teaching and causing trouble all over Judea. He started in Galilee and has now come all the way here.
Then the chief priests and leaders brought their charges against him.
Don't you have anything to say? Don't you hear what crimes they say you have done?
Jesus did not say anything. During Passover, the governor always freed a prisoner chosen by the people. At that time, a well-known prisoner named Barabbas was in jail. So when the crowd came together, Pilate asked,
"Which prisoner do you want me to set free? Do you want Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?"
Now is the time to get the crowds to ask for Barabbas to be set free and for Jesus to be killed.
I ask, which of these two men do you want me to set free?
Barabbas!
He's the one! What am I to do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?
He claimed to be the Son of God. Our law says that he must be put to death. Nail him to the cross.
But what crime has he done?
Nail him to the cross!
We have no king but Caesar!
Crucify
Take him away!
Crucify him! Crucify him!
I won't have anything to do with killing this man. You are the ones doing it.
Pilate set Barabbas free. Then he ordered his soldiers to beat Jesus with a whip and nail him to a cross. This picture might be hard to imagine. It's sad to think about the pain Jesus went through. Some people were very mean and hurt him a lot. Take a moment to remember how much Jesus loves you and thank him for everything he went through for you.
Bring the prisoner over here. Hold him down. This is the king of the Jews.
King of the Jews.
Some king.
These clothes won't do. Give me that scarlet robe.
For a king.
Hail, king of the Jews. Hail.
The king needs a crown.
I've twisted together a crown of thorns.
Hail, king of the Jews.
Let him carry his own cross.
To Golgotha!
The place of the skull!
Even though Jesus was already hurt, the soldiers made him carry a big, heavy cross up a hill. For this last picture, imagine how hard it must have been for him to carry something so heavy while feeling so weak.
What's the delay?
He might die before he's crucified.
Grab that man there. He can do it.
What? No, I... Please, no!
Soldier, have this man follow the prisoner.
Many people followed Jesus, including a group of women who cried for him.
Women of Jerusalem, don't cry for me. Cry for yourselves and for your children. Someday people will say, women who never had children are really fortunate. At that time, everyone will say to the mountains, fall on us. They will say to the hills, hide us. If this can happen when the wood is green, what do you think will happen when it is dry?
Keep moving!
You women, back away! Back!
Picture this scene now. When they got to the top of the hill, Jesus was put on a cross between two robbers. The soldiers stayed nearby to keep watch. Even though Jesus was hurting, he forgave the people who put him there. He also told one of the robbers that he would be with him in heaven. As Jesus took his last breath, he prayed,
Father, I put my spirit in your hands.
After Jesus died, a man named Joseph from Arimathea went to Pilate to ask for Jesus' body. Joseph carefully wrapped Jesus in cloth and placed him in a tomb. It might seem like the story ends there, but there's one more picture, and it's a picture of a few days later. A picture of a risen Savior who saves his people from their sin. And in that picture are you and me. Easter is coming. You can learn more about Jesus' ministry, death, and resurrection by listening to Kids Corner's other audio dramas about Easter. You can read more about the Easter story in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Gospels are the first books in your Bible's New Testament.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.